That sounds fairly familiar to me, but I don't know precisely what it is.
They look like gigantic mosquitoes to me. But we always thought they were, we call them snake doctors. I don't know why.
No, let's see what you call, oh my God, galley nipple.
Yeah.
A galley nipple.
I heard of those, yeah.
That's a long-legged mosquito.
A horrible-looking something.
Not really.
To
they
me,
don't
I was
stink.
So they just really but I guess they probably don't eat. We just,
we have some of those outside of our door in the summertime.
Well, of course, I remember when up in Knoxville, we'd go down the country road and they'd fly up, you know, as you go along these environments. And then we'd go walk around and you'd see these things and we'd say, oh, that means snakes around, snake doctors. Oh, we had all kind of crazy. Now let's see, yeah, mosquitoes. Oh yeah, that, what kind of a thing is a spider web? Yeah.
A spider?
We weren't talking about
a web?
Yeah, a spider.
It would be a spider web. It wouldn't be a cobweb unless it was in the corner and dust.
Yeah,
you know, you got cobwebs up there in the corner.
That mentioned. What do they call it? Somebody's slut's wool. That's what somebody. I've never heard that. That's what got
sluts for. Yeah, that would be when you clean it up. Did you know that spiderwebs put in a bleeding wound would stop it from,
that's
from bleeding?
But you're introducing germs many times, and that was the old-fashioned way, real quick, to produce a...
To stop the bleeding.
What was it, the prothrombin that didn't get produced? In other words, just took the place of it, and they didn't know why, but anyhow, it worked real well. But they say that you really ought to take a terrible chance to do that, and I thought, well, if you're bleeding to death, then you can worry about the infection later, you know. Let's see. We got to talk about the owls.
Oh, I love owls.
Owls? Oh, that's a pretty owl.
Isn't he pretty?
All right, that's an owl, and they are barn owls and wood owls.
And how do you differentiate noise? Are they big or little, or the different noise they make? Or
a hoot owl.
Yeah.
Be just a big owl.
Kind of make that kind of, and then that's all like a warning. I've heard them, we have them out in our woods, right next to the house, and they'll say, you know, like, real scared, but then you've heard some of them, the big ones will flap. They make an awful racket when they go by, and they're not silent, like they say. Maybe that's just when they catch something. But anyway, they scare me, but I think they're beautiful. Of course, that little one I caught in my house was so cute, he was just such a dear little thing. He was a little screech owl. He was so cute. We got him in a sack, let him out the door, and he just flew on off. Let's see. Oh yeah, woodpeckers. You're supposed to name the various kinds of birds that you know of.
A woodpecker, and that's a red-headed woodpecker. And then it seems that there is a pileated woodpecker that has recently been discovered once more. A cardinal, and I don't know what kind of bird that is. I would call, let's call it a canary.
Yeah,
it's not a wild. Canaries aren't wild. Oh my goodness!
But they have wild ones though. In the summertime, I've seen them. They look just like that.
Around here?
Yeah, I've seen
canaries.
Them. They
must be escaped from tame ones.
No, these are just seem like I've forgotten. I'm not really up on the. Birds that much, but they're called wild canaries, and they come in summertime. You'll see them. I've had plenty at my feeding station.
We have blue jays around here, and the blue jays fight with the cats.
That's good.
Is that a woodpecker? I never have seen a woodpecker that looks like that, and a pelican.
I've seen
that. And
that may be
a little red top.
He's probably a flicker. Oh, it's a flicker like that. A flicker has a red head and a checkered vest.